The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
The NFL and the creeping inevitability of a delay or of rescheduling and the need for a postseason bubble. And the Lakers, they go marching one by one. McMullen, Gutierrez, Kalashaw, and the return of Ramona Shelburne. Hey, Momo.
Not to steal your thunder, but happy birthday, Jackie.
Seriously,
hey, I'm very excited.
Patriots practice today fully remote after Stephon Gilmore's positive COVID test. They'll be remote tomorrow, too. Tennessee Titans haven't had in-person practice in a week. Two more positive tests today. Facility remains closed. They're now up to 20 positives in the franchise. Sunday's game with Buffalo, very much in doubt. The Raiders saw their first positive COVID test today. Back to New England, though. The league going ahead and playing that Monday night game. The team flying on those two planes. Gilmore was reportedly on the close contact with Cam Newton plane, the COVID plane. He played every snap defensively Monday night. Here he is with Patrick Mahomes after the game. Today on Twitter, Cam Newton asking people to wear a mask. You saw that as well. Jackie McMullen, you're in New England. We'll start with you. What is the NFL to do?
Well, I would argue, Tony, that today is the most difficult day the NFL has had since this virus was discovered. Think about it. You have the New England Patriots with their best offensive player, Cam Newton. Now their best defensive player, Stephon Gilmore, positive. And you see Stephon Gilmore hugging Patrick Mahomes, the face of this sport, against the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs, who are favored to win the Super Bowl, and you've just played them. So now, on top of that, you have a Titans team that you thought had everything under control. Now we find out new positives for them. This is the problem with this virus, Tony, is that the incubation period seems to be a little bit different. Stephon Gilmore presumably tested negative on Sunday and played in that game. Clearly, in retrospect, should not have been playing in that game.
I have a couple
in my opinion,
questions.
In retrospect,
to add here, can this all be
settled?
Retrospect,
that game should have been canceled.
That game you think should have been canceled. I think everyone on this panel agree with that. Some said it before the game. But can all this be settled for the NFL by rescheduling and postponing games, or does the protocol have to change?
Well, I don't know how you change the protocol in midstream. You can try to make it tougher. I really think the issues are not on the sidelines, even during the games. You're outside. I think it's what happens. These players are not in a bubble when they go home to their families and go home to their girlfriends or go home to their best friends and go out and sneak out for a drink. You can't control everybody around them. And so that's how this thing spreads. I don't think it's that the NFL's doing a terrible job within their confines. That's the problem. It's outside their
confines. We'll bring in Ramona Shelburne here.
Look, this was inevitable. Like, it was just a matter of which team it would be, which player it would be, which game it would be, when it would happen. But there are so many players in the NFL, so many coaches, so many people who are exposed to a lot of different people. And when you're not in a bubble, this is going to happen. And I know we've all talked about this throughout this pandemic, but, you know, COVID is really unpredictable. This is not something that you can control. It's really inconvenient. I mean, I hate to put it in those terms, but, you know, if it's 14 days from possible exposure. Mm-hmm. 14 days. That's how long it can be from when the virus, when you're exposed to when it right. shows symptoms or when you test positive. Very inconvenient. I you know, looking back on it, I think they would rather have not have played that game. But let's just hope now that no one on the Kansas City Chiefs comes up getting testing positive for COVID this week or beyond.
When you're saying it's inconvenient, what you're saying is the virus does not conform to your timeline. And we'll bring in now Tim Kalashaw here. The NFL made the decision to play the game Friday night. You just saw the video, Gilmore with Patrick Mahomes. What do we do for the next 14 days?
Well, the Chiefs are going to get tested on a daily basis, and we'll see how that goes. And we don't know how many games might be canceled or postponed this weekend. If Tennessee is 2 weeks in a row, then what you have to understand, I think, is that it doesn't really matter that when you play the Super Bowl. You can move that date back in a normal year, you say, oh, it's got to be this date. We need this many thousand hotel rooms and this many ballrooms, and we got all these parties lined up. None of that's really in place now. You just play the games whenever you can get to them. And after 17 weeks, if Tennessee has only played 14 games, you may have to, and they're a playoff team potentially, then you may have to postpone the start of the playoffs for 2 weeks and play some of these games and play the Super Bowl at the end of February.
So
I don't know what
you're asking for logistical agility from the NFL here, and they may demonstrate that.
Yeah.
I'm asking right now, what do you do as the league? A full stop to, I mean, if you don't learn from your previous mistakes, you repeat them. The Patriots played Monday night. Now they have a player testing positive this week. Who knows what that did in the game Monday night? Do they need to stop down right now, Tim?
No, I don't think so at all. And you had a lot of people on this show and other shows back in whatever month that would be, end of July, saying baseball should shut down because of the Marlins or the Cardinals situations, and they got through it. Those teams played a lot of doubleheaders, and you can't do that in the NFL. But I think you have to keep trying to move forward, understanding there's going to be chaos.
Israel Gutierrez, your view of it.
The image, Tony, of Gilmore and Mahomes, it gives me anxiety. It's watching it transfer from one superstar to another superstar, and it's like America is now getting to watch it happen. We see it happening in the White House, and the anxiety that gives you when the president takes off his mask and enters there. It's all as if we're just getting to see it transfer from person to person, and maybe then, although I don't know, it can be thought of as more than an inconvenience, as Ramona called it. This is more than just something, you know, getting a red C on your forehead. Oh, you caught it. Now you got to sit a little bit. It could be way more significant for that person or for that person's family. And it's as if we're all learning this all again. Everything that Jackie and Ramona said about the incubation period, about how it transfers, we've known this the entire time. But the NFL is sort of being a little bit lax and a little bit like the state of Florida, frankly, my state, and just letting things happen, and we'll work with it as it goes. And that's what they're going to do. And we'll see how many positive tests it takes for them to actually do something a little bit more.
Well, they're investigating the Titans now, but if you look on the internet, you can find photos of unsanctioned practices by the Titans. Jackie, you want a last word here on the position the Patriots find themselves in today?
The Patriots are in trouble. Like I said, their two best players on either side of the ball are down for the count. You saw what happened when they tried to play without Cam Newton over the weekend. I will say this, Tony, if you're going to have a Super Bowl, and I think we're going to have one, you really should try to start planning right now for some kind of Super Bowl bubble. You'll be doing yourself a big favor if you're the NFL, if you can at least contain the biggest game on your schedule.
Well, you maybe even have to do it in advance of that and have a postseason bubble entirely. You could have four regions of the country, find a home field that's in close proximity to both the AFC East and the NFC East and play there. We've been horned.
Bad
we're going to move on.
No wonder you're the host.
Lakers 102, Heat 96. Anthony Davis on Jimmy Butler. While we all wondered aloud whether it would be LeBron or Butler, Vogel dialing up Davis down the stretch, and that is how this game closed out. I've got two questions for you guys. Whether you think Miami wins this game with a healthy Dragic, and whether it's Davis that's the difference maker in this series for the Lakers, or if it's LeBron. Ramona, can you start there with the second one?
Yeah, look, I'm one of the 16 people who voted for LeBron as MVP of the league and during the regular season. But if I had to vote for the finals, I'm not sure that I would vote for Anthony Davis. I wouldn't vote for Anthony Davis. I mean, he has been the difference maker in this finals. Like, LeBron has been amazing. He would absolutely deserve it. I don't think anyone would protest if LeBron got it. And I think there may be a little bit of a makeup call. If he does get the finals MVP, he will certainly deserve it. But Anthony Davis in several of these games has been the difference maker, especially last night. Jimmy Butler starts off hot again. He's 5 for 5. Anthony Davis on him in the beginning of this, he was 4 for 4. Down the stretch when Anthony Davis guarded Jimmy Butler, 1 for 7 from the field. He just locked him up and Jimmy just didn't bring it at the end.
Jackie, if I had to describe your face when Ramona said it's Davis, not LeBron, it was nonplussed, if not perplexed. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, and I will tell you that I was not one of the 16 people that voted for LeBron as the MVP. I voted for Giannis, and I would do it again tomorrow. Having said that, LeBron is the engine that makes the Lakers run. He's the engine that makes Anthony Davis run. without LeBron, Anthony Davis doesn't get where he gets the points he gets, doesn't get some of the rebounds he gets. He, and I will add in, Rajon Rondo has a bit to do with that as well. I was very impressed last night by what Anthony Davis did to Jimmy Butler defensively. I'm not going to take anything away from AD, but this is a player that in two different games went into the second half without a rebound. Ramona, all I can tell you is when LeBron James turns the switch like he did in this game in the second half, you look at it and you say, well, now the Lakers are going to win because LeBron James is being LeBron. He's the one that is that runs
this
show.
Israel Gutierrez?
Yeah, it's consistency versus, you know, the great moments. And to me, I lean toward Anthony Davis also. Sorry to perplex you further, Jackie. But I lean toward Anthony Davis for Finals MVP for a similar reason. You know, he was dominant in Game 1 and the Lakers were dominant. He was great in Game 2 when he wasn't very good. The Lakers lost. And in the second half, the half that separated them yesterday, he was the difference maker. And, you know, it's interesting when you look at the other side of the ball with Jimmy Butler, and it was, hey, what are they going to throw at Jimmy Butler? They threw both guys. All but two of his shots were defended by either Anthony Davis or LeBron James. So they brought the house at Jimmy Butler. He couldn't exactly replicate what he did before, and there wasn't enough help around him. If Goran Dragic was there, that is the exact piece that they miss more, is the guy who can create. We see Tyler can create some, but as a 20-year-old rookie, not that reliable. Goran would have been a huge
Israel. A healthy Dragic, is Miami even in this series?
Are they even in this series? Meaning what? They're going to lose if he's in the series?
No, no. If he was healthy, would it be 2-2 right now? You walked all the way up to that, but you didn't say it. I'm trying to see if you actually believe that if Dragic plays last
night,
would
be 2-2.
This is a 2-2 series right now. Kalisha, you want to answer that?
If we get a decent Dragic, yes.
That wasn't a hard question. I know this show is all about veteran experience, wily, knowledgeable people. That's why I go with Jackie here.
Okay.
I think Anthony Davis is getting MVP buzz, if that's what it is, because LeBron is allowing him to, and he's facilitating him. But Miami can't stop LeBron at all when he wants to go to the basket. He just splits the middle of the defenders or goes around somebody. They have no answer for that. It's a great question, and it's going to be a problem ongoing, at least for a couple years, for Lakers opponents. Put your hand down. And, you know, I just think when you see what LeBron does in the second half, I got to go with him. And, yes, it would be 2-2.
Thank you for answering the question. That was Israel, you wanted to jump on Kalisha or something. Please, go ahead.
Yeah, so you're just saying LeBron is allowing Anthony Davis to do all these things. If LeBron could just score 50 a game and seal it up that way, why not just do that? Because he's really nice.
Okay.
He's a nice guy.
Wait, Israel, nice guy. I got something for you, my friend. You say Anthony Davis stunk in Game 3, and that's why they lost. If he's controlling this series, why did he stink? When LeBron James doesn't play well, they still win.
Blame the whistle.
I don't get that.
Blame the whistle, Jackie.
Blame the whistle.
That's it for us now. Taking a break by ourselves. Next, coming up, Aaron Bruhn, Strategery, and Breanna Stewart, Sue
don't
Bird, Jewel Lloyd, Alyssa Clark, Jordan Canada's dominance. Next.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Complete and utter domination. The Seattle Storm winning the WNBA title. Yesterday's panel had it completely right. you get their points. Congrats, everybody. All right, here we go. How Breanna Stewart came all the way back from the Achilles to close out her second finals MVP. How Sue Bird, in year 17, age 39, played at such a high level in winning her fourth. Jewel Lloyd can now dance with her mom. Momo, your takeaway from the Storm's championship.
Well, look, you know, this is a year where the WNBA dedicated its season to social justice, and the ratings bear it out. I mean, this is, they're up 68% in average viewers this season, in a season that was dedicated to social justice. I think the one of the main leaders of that, of those campaigns, remember when they all wore those Vote Warnock shirts? That was Sue Bird. That was Sue Bird at age 39, who has had an incredible journey of her own when she came into the league to where she is now, four championships over three different decades. But there's also a maturation process in the way that she came out herself in dating Megan Rapinoe, in the way that she announced that to the world, and the way that she spoke and so openly about it. I think it's a really beautiful story, and I know she used this entire season to get healthy for this moment. Mm-hmm. She had a knee injury most of the year. She was at her best at the
time. Tim Kalishaw?
When you look at Sue Bird, the only person I can come up with after a couple days is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar won a title in 1971, and then he won one 17 years later when Magic was obviously the key player on that team. Sue Bird did it 16 years apart and is a huge, huge part of both those teams.
Israel?
Breanna Stewart is so great. She might end up being the greatest women's player of all time when it's all said and done. Four championships in college, coming off the Achilles injury, not playing as great as she wanted to play, and still, by the time the playoffs come, absolutely dominating, shooting better from 50% from three. She's amazing.
Jackie McMullen.
Yeah, shout out to Jewel Lloyd and to Jordan Canada, because they both played really, really great in this game. But how can you not talk about Sue Bird, who in my mind is the Tom Brady of the WNBA, Tony? She changed her body, the way she ate, the way she trained and everything, because she knew if she wanted to play in her 40s, she had to make those kind of concessions. I don't think people realize how painful a rehab she had from that knee injury, which kept her out over a year. She's my absolute favorite player. Do you know that she leads the WNBA in jersey sales? That's how much the world has fallen in love with Sue Bird. It's about time.
We'll move on. Buy or sell two more K's and at my family reunion. That's what Yankees broadcaster Michael K said about the Yankees last night. They struck out 18 times. Tampa got it.
Love that.
What to make of Aaron Boone's strategy here? He said it was not a bait and switch. He knew he was going to Davey Garcia for a short time and then going to go with Hap. Garcia says he knew this. Hap said he was surprised. He was kind of unhappy. Maybe it was just with umpire C.B. Buckner in the game, but maybe not. Garcia, one inning, one run allowed. Hap, 2 2/3, 4 runs allowed. Yankees playing from behind the whole way tonight, game 3. Tim, buy or sell Aaron Boone's strategy?
I'm not saying this because it didn't work. I don't like this strategy in a playoff game to begin with. You're essentially saying, I've got a starting pitcher, Hap. I got to hide him. I got to get their lineup turned around because he can't handle a normal one. And it didn't go well for the first pitcher. It didn't go well for Hap, and the Yankees paid a price for it.
That can't be the first time Michael Kay has used that.
That's a great joke, though. That's great.
I would say J.A. Happ is probably needs to just calm down a little bit and not be upset at the strategy and not be upset at his manager, because he gave up 4 runs in those 2 2/3 innings. Right now, they need to just recover. Worry about game 3, because you got Giancarlo Stanton going for 5 straight games with home runs, and no other player has ever done that.
4 straight games in the postseason, and then it's 5 home runs because he had 2 yesterday. McMullen.
Yeah, but here's the problem, Israel, is that J.A. Happ was upset by it. And remember, J.A. Happ's a starter. He's not a reliever. In essence, you asked him to pitch as a reliever in this game, which I do not understand. Now you've disrupted your whole lineup. Do you go back to Garcia? When do you go back? We know Garrett Cole's the ace. You better hope Tanaka's at his best, because he's going to have to straighten things out here for the Yankees.
Well, they kind of tried to Tampa Bay the Tampa Bay Rays,
yeah.
Right? The Rays are the original team that did this, right? Where you put the guy out there for a short start and then bring in your starter later. They're also the team that sent out all left-handers one day. Remember when they did that up and down? It's a smart idea. I know why they did it. I know why the analytics guys probably got so excited when they came up with this idea. But you're doing it to the one team that really isn't phased by.
So you're saying New York tried to do the famous original Rays and it didn't work for them. I see what you're doing there. Buy or sell three, Washington benching Dwayne Haskins, starting Kyle Allen at quarterback. Haskins not even QB2 Sunday. That'll be Alex Smith. So this is a full demotion for last year's first-round pick. Statistically, it's not pretty for Haskins. Bottom of the league in all stats. But it's been 11 career starts with three head coaches. He's coming off a 32-for-45 game, 90-plus passer rating versus Baltimore. Israel, is Washington pulling the plug on Haskins too soon here?
I mean, not based on the numbers. His inaccuracy is a problem. However, the idea of them going to Kyle Allen, who was, what, 0-6 in his last six starts last year with the Panthers, is not an improvement, right? It seems like they're trying to save Haskins from himself.
Did you say 0-6 in his last six starts, but you had to think about how many would be 0-6? Very interesting. McMullen, how about you?
You know, you mentioned the stats from the last game, Tony, but did you look in the touchdown column, which is what matters for quarterbacks? Zero touchdowns. And I think Rivera said, you know what? Let's put the pause button on Haskins. I don't think it means his career is over there and they're no good with him. I think it's
but
just
not
like,
even
let's
QB2?
Sit him down and let
is
him learn
QB3? Is that a way to just separate him and
Alex Smith, man?
Yeah, and that's a wonderful part of the story for Alex Smith. Shelburne, how about you?
Well, yeah, you're right. They didn't just demote him to the backup. They demoted him all the way to QB3. And I think that's sending a message. And it goes back to something we all know in our jobs. Like, when your boss gets fired and you have a new boss, you have to prove yourself all over again. And I think that's what's happening here. He's got to prove himself to Ron Rivera.
This feels a little too much like a punishment for a guy who, as you said, had decent numbers against Baltimore. And by the way, after 11 starts, has much better numbers than Kyle Allen after his first 11 starts.
All right, Timmy, Israel, I'd like to say your points per game average is looking pretty good.
I got better numbers than Israel.
Yeah, you do. Now, finger wag. You matumbled him, and it didn't work for either one of you, but it's all right. Ramona Shelburne,
fellas.
Jackie McMullen.
I'm going to put my hand up.
In 2 minutes.
All right.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Jackie McMullen, Ramona Shelburne, only time for one showdown. Here we go. Padres-Dodgers game two. Zach Davies versus Kershaw. The whole San Diego finds themselves in right now, not just being down 0-1, being down 0-1 after Mike Clevinger, who came in hurt, left hurt, taxed their pen. They used 9 pitchers last night. Ramona, is that a hole the Padres can climb out of?
Yeah, as long as they still have that offense, they can climb out of it. They've been pitching bullpen games the whole playoffs. And last night, the Dodgers didn't even get a hit for 5 1/3. Yeah. I mean, it's not like it was hurting them last night.
Jackie?
Man, you have, like, Dodger fear, don't you? You're afraid to pick the Dodgers to win. Let me do it for you. They've used 9 different pitchers in 3 different games the Padres had. That is not sustainable. It's okay, Ramona. The Dodgers are actually going to advance. Exhale.
You're saying the series is over. You're saying that one game decided this entire series, Jackie? Then this one showdown decided this entire FaceTime. Ramona Shelburne, right. 30 seconds to the winner.
Well, you know, I've been saving up this FaceTime, but Jackie McMullen is such a wonderful woman and mentor to me. On her 60th birthday, I'm going to give her my FaceTime. That's my present to you, Jackie. I didn't have time to send you anything,
okay.
So here's your FaceTime.
Oh, gosh. All right. Well, here's what I've learned in 60 years. When I was 7, 8, 9, I used to wait outside, look out my window to play street hockey with all the guys in the street. I did it for years. And everybody kept saying, what's wrong with her? She's a girl, don't they know? And now I watch today's athletes and the reverence with they're treated with. And I watch Jewel Lord and Stewie and Sue Bird and see them celebrated for their athletic excellence. That's the best thing about my 60 years on this earth. Women athletes are treated the way they should be. The same as men. Bravo. Yeah.
We love you, Jackie. Happy birthday. Well done,
that
Mama.
Was definitely better than anything I would have said.
See you tomorrow.